Going international with SaaS. Dacha proves the point. PropTech is not a fad. Dacha's origin can be traced back to the Swedish property crash in the early 90s. In its wake, Swedish banks realized they needed a way of keeping track of all their repossessed commercial properties. So in 1996, Dacha was born, at first as a client-server solution. As internet evolved, Dacha developed into a web-based solution. In the spring of 2000, Dacha's current head of product, Magnus Svantegard, joined the company. It was a perfect match. His background with an MSc in civil engineering and experience from the IT and management sector was a great combination when developing state-of-the-art web services and features for the property sector. Since then, the company has had an annual growth of 20% and started an international expansion beginning with Finland in 2010 and continuing into the United Kingdom in 2015. It's been quite a journey. Our revenues have grown dramatically, year after year, and so has our solution. But the most gratifying is that we have achieved it without losing out on customer satisfaction, says a very pleased Magnus Svantegård. Dacha is a SaaS company that provides complete information to industry professionals on commercial properties, their owners, property transactions, valuation, and city plans. They get the data from several sources, refine it, and distribute it through their intuitive web service. The company serves over 700 businesses, has 50 employees in Finland, Sweden, and the United Kingdom, and has users from more than 7 countries. It's owned by Stronghold Invest. Magnus explains their international strategy. One driving factor for our success is the transaction volume. The more buyers, sellers, agents, and banks you have, the more deals there are on the market, the better it is for us. The UK is about 10 times bigger than Finland in that respect. Coming to Finland was not a huge step, since access to property data is quite similar to Sweden. Entering other countries can be a more cumbersome process. In Germany, it will be very hard to launch a product that increases transparency, says Magnus. In the UK, it took Dacha 5 years to negotiate with all the suppliers and 1 year to do the development. They don't have the same transparency and data quality as we have here in the Nordics. Their land registry had never released data openly before. Dacha is not alone in the real estate information market. In fact, they originally had a competitor in Sweden with exactly the same service. Several startups in Sweden and the UK are currently trying to offer the same service. In the UK, we're fighting the copycats, says Magnus. We've been able to continuously improve the product, which is extremely user-friendly, intuitive, and effective. We've also been successful in building our brand and customer relationships. We've been 20 years in the business in Sweden, and we're still doing a record number of new sales each year. Over the last couple of years, we've added over 100 companies to our client list. In a way, that doesn't make sense, Magnus explains, and adds, but it only shows how useful Dacha's solution is to a broader target audience within the commercial real estate market. The Nordic PropTech Initiative. Along with his role as head of product for Dacha, Magnus Svantegård is also a partner of Stronghold Invest, the company that owns Dacha. Stronghold has a focused strategy when it comes to investing in PropTech or property technology companies. And Magnus has been instrumental in Stronghold's internal and external digitalization and PropTech activities. In his role and during his travels to various PropTech conferences, Magnus has learned about UK, German, Swiss, Dutch, and US PropTech communities. Seeing what they offer and their products, I became convinced that we have, here in the Nordics, projects that we could market and talk more about internationally, he says. As a result of talks within Stronghold, Dacha, and NewSec, the Nordic PropTech initiatives were born in spring 2017. It is an informal network of PropTech companies that want to start marketing internationally, get inspired, and learn from each other. After a small event in June, a second bigger event took place in October in Stockholm. The Nordic PropTech Summit had some 300 attendees and got fantastic reviews. During the Nordic PropTech Summit, world-leading authorities shared their views, and startups presented what they were doing. The summit venue was Epicenter Stockholm, one of over 10 co-working spaces in Stockholm City. Epicenter is focused on scale-ups and large companies that want to have a place for internal development, undisturbed by the daily business. Stronghold is using the premises for their internal business digitalization labs. I think Dacia and the Nordic PropTech Initiative are two of many examples which show that PropTech is not a fad, but on the contrary is a result of the digitalization megatrend sweeping over the globe. Digitalization will affect all aspects of our life, and has already started to do so, and the property sector will not be able to hide from that fact much longer, concludes Magnus Fontegård.